Hi, Paul.
Hi, Diana. Hi. Hi. How's your day going? Happy Wednesday.
So far, so good. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Now, of course, my job is to find the absolute best package for the current needs of your business and then to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. And you use Google yourself. You're familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page? Yeah. I mean, we all go there, even as consumers, when we need something and don't know who to call. And that's exactly how it would work for you. You know, one thing I can do here, and it's a well-established business, is to apply that established business rate. But whether someone does know the name of your company or not, they'll be able to find you when they go on Google or Bing. I mean, as long as they're in your service area and they're typing in keywords related to your services. It might be as simple as swimming pool company near me or swimming pool repair, swimming pool construction, whatever they type in, right? Your business will be one of those options. Now, Vic did not attach a website, so there's not currently a website for the business, right?
No, there's no website. As I was explaining to Victor, I got issued the contract, so all this is new, so I'm working on, you know, yes, it's all new. My father has 35 years of the
trade experience, but as
of the license, I was issued it June, so yes, the website's something I'm going to start, you know, gathering pictures and all that.
Yeah, and, you know, we actually do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites. In fact, I'm going to message my supervisor. The package I think would be ideal for you, and that's, you know, a 30-40 mile radius, would be the Platinum Package, which is a comprehensive combination of both local search engine optimization and paid Facebook ads. And that package does come with a landing page, which is like a one-page website. I'm requesting from my supervisor right now if I could do a website upgrade at no additional cost. So the My Site, as we call it, that custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs, everything that you would need for your website, you know, and of course everything that consumers want to see in a website. Although the landing pages do quite well for our clients because it's on the first page and that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. I think especially for your services, having the opportunity for more tabs, more services, more photos and videos for the work that you do, that's really going to lead to more phone calls, especially for the high-end clients. I mean, it's an investment that someone is making. They want to make sure they're doing right by their family and using the best company possible. So I want to get you a website that really conveys that. I already did send a message to my supervisor to request that website upgrade. I'm pretty sure he's going to approve it. I've actually been with this company for more than 11 years. So usually when I make a request like that, I mean, I can almost always get it approved. But that would mean that we would build the website, host the website, and even maintain and update the website for you at no additional cost, because our service is offered on a month-to-month basis. We definitely want you to see success right from the very beginning, and of course we always know that a website is going to be that powerful conversion tool. Once we get your company out there in front of more eyes, having that custom website will definitely generate more phone calls and opportunities to take on the work for you. Now, as far as pricing goes, again, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads as well, and hopefully that website included, you'd be looking at a fixed flat rate of exactly $299.00. So it bills once a month for $299. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, big jobs or small, it is just going to be that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, especially if I can get that website included. I'm sure that's something you would want for the business, right?
It would be okay. I'm not too sure at the moment. What I did pay maybe a month ago, which I haven't even looked into what I really paid for, but it was similar to theirs. It was you know, find my business on Google and all that. It was with a business consumer alliance. Is it kind of similar, except theirs is yearly instead of monthly?
Right. And it's a little bit more limited, and well, in a couple of ways. In fact, there's no Facebook ads at all. And then it's just a core package of directory submissions. Now, the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors, I know it does sound very similar. I completely understand that. I know, especially in recent years, the hardest part about my job is all of these companies kind of coming out of the woodwork claiming to provide first page placement. It sounds very similar. Business owners talk to a lot of different people. Some of them try it with other companies and they don't see the results. So I would definitely say that that's the hardest part about my job. You know, when I started, there really was just the 40 Google Premier partners that would make these types of phone calls. Now, you know, obviously we're not Google. If anyone ever calls you and tells you they are Google, they're telling stories, their pants are on fire. But Google does have a partnership program, and that's for smaller and medium-sized businesses, anything under 100. So
okay.
you'd be doing quite well to work with a Google partner, especially because we get our training and our updates straight from Google. Now, that other service that does not include a website either, it sounds to me like a Google reseller. So they say, hey, you'll always be on Google. You'll be on Google for life. And they just kind of leave it at that. Some of them get a little bit more elaborate, but still somewhat evasive. They don't really go into details of how it would happen or where it would appear. And if they do, maybe they're stretching the truth a little bit. Was it a one-time payment?
Yes. You said
it was a one-time payment. Okay. So usually when it's a one-time payment, it is a Google reseller, and you're paying to have your business verified and recognized by Google as an active business in the local area. And that's great for a well-established company like yours, where word of mouth is the primary way of getting new business. When someone is recommending you to one of their friends or family members, when a potential customer already knows the name of your company and they look for MV Pool Plaster Empire, then your business would pop up. I mean, it still wouldn't have a website, which is a bit of a disservice. Most Google resellers will at least put together some type of website for you. So kind of a concern for me when it's that one-time payment and there's no website there. So this would actually take that listing and anchor it to the first page. It's kind of lost in the sea of every other pool contractor in the area. The companies that pop up ahead of their competitors, and it's kind of unfortunate for you because, you know, as a family-owned business that you're, you know, kind of inheriting or at least taking over the reins, you know, the businesses that are on the first page of Google are unfortunately not the ones that have 25, 30, 35 years of experience, not necessarily anyway. And it's not the biggest company or the guy that does the best job. It is the companies that have the right content online, the most content relating to that search, ahead of their competitors. So whether it is something like, you know, Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, the things that most people are aware of, or the dozens and dozens of directories that most people don't even know exist but still get indexed by Google. In fact, in competitive areas and industries, having something like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telmap, directories no one's ever heard of, that will help with your Google ranking, with being on that first page of Google, precisely because Google looks for content relating to that person's search. And the more content you have, for the most part, the better. So we do create all of those destinations and directories. Now, I did actually hear back from my supervisor. I just glanced at it. I know he's approving the website, but let me pull that up and read it real quick here. So this is Paul. For this well-established family-owned business, I would be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade from the landing page to our custom website. I know it's going to help them to get more phone calls, and I am looking forward to helping this well-established business continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. Now, you know, a lot of business owners understand the importance of a website. They might spend thousands of dollars and wait months or even years for that website to be completed. But if it's not on the first page, it's like a kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It might be there, but most people would never even know about it, so you wouldn't get phone calls from it. The websites that we build, though, they are Google compliant. They are mobile optimized. They're conversion driven, so it's exactly what Google wants to see and what customers want to see, too. And that website upgrade is included, meaning that we'll build, host, maintain, and update that website at no additional cost. In fact, Diana, there's never any additional cost for anything. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. You know, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. It would just bill once a month for that reduced rate, exactly $2.99. Now, you are, like I said, going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly where that work is coming from. Most of the time, you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply either dial your number or hit the click-to-call and have that call dialed for them. The website, though, will also have a contact form, so people can fill out that form, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they do that, you get a text as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is reaching out to you, when they're trying to contact you. And whether they are trying to contact you through your website or more often than not calling you directly, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for any leads or anything like that. Now, did you have any other questions, though, for me?
The quick question I had, you said $2.99 month to month. So if I was just to say pick December, 1 month, that would be $2.99, and I don't have to pay January or even the rest of the year if I didn't want to?
Well, that is correct. It is month to month. Let me put it this way. It's month to month. It's completely at will. There is no contract. Again, because we're part of Google's partnership program, we do need to at least offer the month-to-month service. Now, you could prepay for the entire year. It would be $2,500 for the year. It does save you about $1,000, but I would prefer to go month-to-month with you to earn your business. If you love the service, if you call me and say, hey, it's working out, can we still get a lower rate and prepay for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year? You can always do that. But because we are Google partners, like I said, we cannot lock you into a contract. Even if you prepay for a longer term, you're not locked into that contract. You just enjoy a lower rate by paying up front. And then, of course, you can still cancel at any time and get your money back, or at least the prorated refund. So again, even if you sign up for a longer term, it's not a contract. And that is, again, strict Google guidelines. It has to be month to month, meaning you have to be able to stop at any time. You have to be able to pause it if you get more work than you can take on. But it would be month to month, no contract. I'd like to keep it that way, at least in the beginning. And if you love the service, we can always, you know, do a longer term for you. But that month to month means, again, you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too. If you don't want to cancel, you want to make sure that when spring rolls around again or whenever you want to make sure you're actively promoting the company, you just put it on pause. It's like a seasonal hold type of thing. We don't charge you during that time or after that time. And it doesn't have to be for many months. If you go on vacation or if you land a couple big jobs and you want to scale back on things, you can pause the service too. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. That's a good question.
Now, to pause and all that, is there a specific website you would give me to be able to manage my account?
You will have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. Okay. The dedicated dashboard is my.localsplash.com. You would have all of that in writing. You would have your username and your password. If it's something like pausing or canceling, we will want to verify that that's exactly what your intention is. So we will follow up with a phone call, speak with you directly and specifically, or you can simply call us anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can reach a live client support agent and say, hey, I want to pause it for this reason, although you don't have to give a reason, for this many months. You can do that too. But you can use your dashboard, your tracking system, and that dedicated website to request those types of changes. We would just want to follow up with you. Now, the websites that we build, as I was going to say, there's a website editor tool as part of your client dashboard. Again, we call it a dashboard because it's a lot more than just the tracking of the reports and the success of the service. You can upload photos. You can make content changes to your website. Most of our clients, I'd say the vast majority, maybe two-thirds of our clients, just want us to do everything. But there are some clients that actually like to go in there and make changes to the website. Now, whether we are making changes to the website or whether you're making those changes, there's never any additional cost to update or make changes to the website or any of the directories that we create. Again, we want to make it and keep it straightforward. So it is just that flat rate of $299. Website edits are included. Whether you're making those changes or we are, there's no cost for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the website, once it's made for me, do I have access to it only, or customers have access to it only while I am paying? Or if I'm not paying for the next, let's say, 3 months, is my website still my website and still available for customers?
That's a very, very good question. So if you're on pause, we don't actively update or optimize any content, but we also don't take anything down. So it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You would stop pedaling because you would keep on going, maybe even pick up speed for a little bit. But you know, without us continuing to update and optimize things, eventually your placement, and here I'm saying like after 3 or 4 months of being on pause, your placement would slowly trickle off the first page or trickle down a couple of spots. But we never take your website down. If we're making changes to the website, it's still up and active even as those changes are made. So your website would always be there. The one thing that we hold is the Facebook ads, because there is $100 of Facebook ads included in that $299. That's the original $100 that comes with the Platinum package at $599. So while I did cut the cost of the overall package in half, I did not reduce the Facebook ads at all. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So a $100 budget is about 400 clicks every month from someone that can find you on their Facebook page, especially if they already did a search for a swimming pool contractor. The retargeting ads will have your business and your website pop up. But even if they've never done a search for your services, as long as they're in your service area, they would be able to see the ads, click on the ads, see your website. Again, it costs nothing if they don't click on it. It does cost us like 20 or 22 cents per click. So the $100 ad budget does come out of your monthly payment. So if it is paused, we also pause the Facebook ads. But we don't take your website down or take down any content. But obviously, we don't go in there and actively update and optimize things as we normally would.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it would be $299.
Mm-hmm.
Plus an addition for the Facebook ads with a minimum of whatever I set up.
You get $100 of Facebook ads included in that $299 package. So you would not be paying extra for those Facebook ads.
Exactly.
Now, I think for a 30 or 40 mile radius, that ad spend is perfect. I don't think you'd have to pay more. It's actually our job to make sure that you don't need to pay more so that we get you the highest ad rank, the lowest cost per click. Instead of like 25 or 28 cents a click, I think we could manage it to around the 20 or 22 cents per click, get you more clicks and things like that. But there's no additional cost for anything, not for the Facebook ads, not for the website or the website upgrades, or for any additional content changes, not for lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. There's no taxes or fees. We're not like the phone company or the cable company trying to invent weird and obscure and irrelevant ways to charge you more. I mean, it's actually my job as the regional specialist to make it as affordable for you as I can. So it would be straightforward pricing. You'd actually be saving $300 each and every single month. It would bill exactly $299 on a month-to-month basis and never a penny more.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well,
you want to try it for a month and see how well it works?
You know what? We're actually pretty booked, but let me talk to my dad because we just tried Angie and, you know how Angie works. You get a lead.
Yes.
For it without knowing if you're going to get the job or not, or
right.
Too much details of it. So, you know, my dad was actually looking into, he was thinking that we would just be Googled, our number pop up, and we get direct contact from the customers directly.
That's what you get with our service. I think that's what your dad was hoping for. But Angie's is completely different. It's a lead-based service. You get a lead, you pay for the lead, whether you get the job or not. The worst part about it is the leads aren't even exclusive. About three or four of your competitors, always different ones, will get the exact same lead. So you're always kind of in a bidding war. You're always dealing with the potential customer that might even be using that service because they want multiple bids. They want to talk to different contractors and try, you know, to get the best price. So, you know, that's a very, very different service. Sometimes you can't even get in touch with somebody, right? They stop taking phone calls because they already found their contractor. You're still expected to pay for that. With this, living, breathing human beings will pick up the phone and call you. Not everyone will call you. You won't be the only company that pops up. But the ones that call you will have looked at the website first and then decided to call you. By the time they start dialing your number, they're already hoping that you're available, hoping you answer the phone and that your price is fair because they want to work with you. I really think your dad would love this, especially since that's what he was expecting or hoping to get when you guys signed up with Angie. Now, like I said, you know, you don't have to stop that service. It doesn't conflict with this, but this is what you're looking for, what your dad wants. And everyone uses Google. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. So everybody knows how it works. The companies that are on that first page, those are the ones that we call. And those are the ones that your potential customers are looking for. And right now, maybe calling one of your competitors, not because they do a better job than you do, but because they're on that first page and you're not right now anyway. Every day that goes by is a missed opportunity, right? So I think you guys are going to love it. Now, I know you want to talk to your dad, although Vic said you're 51% on paper owner and you can make the decision on your own. And, you know, I definitely understand it's a long-standing company. Your dad's been quite successful for quite a while. Is there any way you might be able to put me on speakerphone and give him a call?
Not at the moment. He's actually physically working, so his hands are tied with...
So what do you think he would think about all of this? I mean, you know, obviously...
I think he would like it. Another question I had, let's say I am completely... Is that website completely mine, no matter if
good question.
I
even if you stop using
the
service?
Local
yes.
Flash?
Okay. So that's a great question. Now, of course, any website needs to be hosted somewhere or people won't see it. Mm-hmm. So if you decided to stop using our service, we could do a couple of things. We could either keep the website hosted on our server, maintained and updated for just a small hosting fee. Again, it would be nothing else but hosting and updating your website. We could do that for you. Or we could transfer the domain over to you. You can have a website hosted somewhere else, but you're not going to lose the content that we create for you. Like I said, you'd still have an increased online presence above and beyond what you have right now, even if you did stop using the service.
Correct. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds all good. Right now, like I said, we're pretty booked, so we do want to pick maybe a month that's kind of slowing down to really test out the waters. Right now, we're using
can you handle even a little bit more work? Are you able to take on at least a little bit of work here and there, like another pool? I mean, I think one extra job, to be honest with you, would more than offset the cost of the month-to-month service and justify having it, right? Would you be able to handle another job or two in a month?
It would be $300 for the website and, what is it, for the website and
the first
month and
everything else. Yeah. And I do want to be upfront with you here. It's not like we're able to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. It's not a lead-based service where the day you sign up, there's already a backlog of leads in your area. Most have already been sent or will soon be sent to your competitors. It's not like that. We do have to get you verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. So that does take some time. Building out the website takes about 7 to 10 business days. Your Facebook ads are up and running in about 7 to 10 business days. Now, it is designed to get you the return on investment even in that first month, and I know that would happen, but the second month is even better. So it would be ideal timing to get everything going. Now, Let me, I don't know if this would work out for you or not. And I'm not even sure that I could get it approved for you, but I do know that I still have, oh gosh, there's that other one too. There's three other listings that I'm supposed to fill today. That's my job as a Google partner, as a regional specialist. So I would certainly love to do this for you, especially since your dad was expecting direct phone calls, not a lead service. The only thing that I've got in my system that's lower than an established business rate is actually a friends and family rate. Now, I'm not going to tell my supervisor that I've known you since high school. I think he wouldn't believe me at this point since I already asked for the website upgrade. But I would just tell him that you're a family-owned business, that you're doing Angie's, and it's not what you were hoping for. The friends and family rate is for the exact same package, but it drops the rate even from that already lowered price down to $249. That would save you $600 in a month. So it would be $249 and not $299. It would be that price to start and that price to stay. If you were willing to move forward with this today, I would even be willing to not even ask for permission, just ask for forgiveness later if I have to. But I've been with the company myself, like I said, for 11 years. My supervisor's already approved the website upgrade. I could just tell him after the fact, she wanted to talk to her dad. I wanted to make it affordable, so I offered $249. If I can push through with that friends and family rate, that $249, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, use your tracking and reporting system, and of course, it's still month to month. It would just be $249 a month instead of $299. Would that be fair?
Now, when does the month start being when does the service start being charged for? It's $30 a month, but you told me it's a week to get verified and
right.
All that, and another week to have the Facebook ads.
No, it's all in that same week. So it takes place simultaneously. But what I was saying is it doesn't happen right away. We typically do like your rent, it bills proactively. You in that case pay on the first, you're good till the end of the month. In this case, it would bill on today's date, the 11th, and would bill once a month on the 11th. But, you raise a good question because the first week is just us setting things up. If I push out your next month a week, would that be fair? So instead of billing on the 11th next month, it would bill on the 18th, and then the 18th moving forward, give you a five-week first month for us to get everything set up and started, and then it wouldn't be scheduled to bill again until October 18th, not October 11th.
October 18th, okay. And I would be billed right now? Or
for $249. Yeah, for $249. Before I could even ask you for any form of payment, we are, of course, Google partners, so it's our responsibility, our requirement to read what's called a voice verification. It is recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. But before I even go that far, I want you to know who we are and that you'd be working with the right company, because success online really does depend on the company you're working with. And like I said, I've been with this company for 11 years. I've seen a huge increase I wouldn't call them competitors, but, you know, companies that do make similar phone calls to business owners. It all starts to sound similar. Businesses try it out and it doesn't work. But most of these guys are like a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or some startup company. We've been around since 2004.
Sorry.
That's okay. Not a problem. I sent you a link to our pricing page. Again, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the link to the pricing page off of the website. If you haven't already, please do maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
The menu, the little lines to the right corner.
The link that we sent out to you, were you able to open that up?
I opened it, yes.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access to your client dashboard. Again, we call it a dashboard because it's more than just tracking the success of the account. You can manage and monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms because we are creating all of the destinations and directories that Google wants to see. So, you know, whether it's on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, Manta, wherever the review originates, it does repopulate on your tracking and reporting system. So in one place, you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews. We would even respond to your reviews for you if you wanted us to. We would do that free of charge. 19 years of experience in counting. Actually, December 17th will be our 20th anniversary. That's a long time for any company, and especially for a younger industry like search engine optimization, putting businesses on the first page of the Internet. Nearly 20 years is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. And again, it's month to month, but our clients do keep the service because it works. Now, you will see that blue tinted photo, and it outlines some of the things that we do, especially in the very beginning. Below that, though, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box that says Google Partner with a colorful G inside of it. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. That is actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and you can click anywhere on that box. It does go directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner, and that makes all the difference in the world. Like I said, especially when Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us ahead of the time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors right there on that first page. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, the SEO packages, again, we're talking about the Platinum package, but in this case, well over 50%. I would push through with that friends and family rate, the $249, not the $599. And instead of that landing page that you see about halfway down, it would be the optimized website, what we call our My Site. So that's the custom website that's Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven. I think especially for your industry, having a more developed, more comprehensive, complete website will lead to more phone calls, especially from higher end clients. So you're saving, what, $650 off of what's listed here. Now, the reason it's listed at $599 with the $299 setup fee, that's what it cost us, about to the dollar, to create the content, to build out the website, to make sure you're verified, to clean up any information that's already out there and might be old or inaccurate, of course, to pay for the Facebook ads. So we wouldn't be breaking even for probably 4 months. You know, we'd have to keep your business, earn your business for several months just for us to break even. But like I said, my clients, especially my clients, keep the service long term because it's profitable. Your success is our success, and actually we've been successful keeping our doors open for nearly 20 years by providing a quality service at a fair price and then getting our clients the results that they're looking for as they keep the service long term. Like I said, 11 years, actually April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. I have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years, because nobody cancels on profit. So I mean, like I said, it's month to month. You could stop at any time. Even if you stop the service, you can have us continue to host your website. You can pause the service as much as you need to. We don't take anything down. We just pause the Facebook ads. But being that it would be that month-to-month service and first page placement on Google and Bing, the other major search engine, any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with internet access, especially at that reduced rate, that $249 and keeping it month-to-month, I mean, I'm sure that's fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, right?
I believe so. So that $599, I'm never going to see that bill, right?
Correct.
$249.
Correct. In fact, like I said, before I could even ask you for that method of payment, I have to read the voice verification, and it clearly does state, among other things, month to month, you can stop at any time. A fixed flat rate of exactly, in this case, $249. So it would never go up. Not to $5.99, not even a penny more than $2.49. Now, I can tell you that in the 11 years that I've been with the company, we have raised our prices three times. So I think it would happen at some point in the future. I don't know when or how soon, but what I would tell you is that even if we raise our prices, your rate would never go up. I've got clients that have been with me for like 6-8 years. They're paying $199, right? But the $249 is the lowest rate that we offer, and even if you keep the service, you know, even if we raise our price, you're still looking at $249. And even if you compare it to the year-long prepay, which is $2,500, which is basically $249 times 10, you'd only be getting two extra months. So you'd only be saving like $1.25 a day if you prepaid the entire $2,500. I wouldn't want you to have to do that. I want to keep it month to month. If you find you love the service, we can talk longer terms and a reduced rate. It's still not a contract. You're not locked into it. You can always opt out and get the prorated refund. But at least in this way, that $249 would be the lowest rate that I could offer for that platinum package, which still includes $100 of Facebook ads. So again, it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Like I said, I have to read the voice verification before I even ask you for any form of payment. If everything still makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. One more question. Okay. How would I have this website set up? You guys
Good question.
So
one of the very first things that we do is called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will do a deep dive and talk to you about your services, your service area, how you want your website to look. We'll talk to you, of course, about your hours of operation, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, of course, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. So we do, of course, want to talk to you about how you want your website to look and everything you want it to contain, and then any updates, whether you make those changes or we make those changes, free of charge down the road. But that's a really good question. Yeah, so we do that client interview. It helps us get the content that we need. Some of it is just to make sure everything is by Google guidelines, even if we're not using it to promote for your business. But the bulk of that conversation, the whole reason for that conversation, is to make sure that we're promoting your business and creating a website exactly how you would want it to be.
Okay, I see. Would I have any direct contact with you for any further questions if
you
I were
certainly
to
join? Could. Yes, absolutely. I would be your account lead on this. Now, I do have to be completely transparent. I am on the phone probably in total 6 out of 8 hours. So it's really just a few minutes in between phone calls that I'm not already on another phone call. I am almost always, though, able to return my voicemails, return that phone call within a half an hour. Sometimes it might take an hour. But you can always leave a message if I don't answer the phone.
Okay, I guess we'll try it out, Paul.
Okay. So like I said, I have to read the voice verification, but if everything makes sense, we'll move forward from there. But let me get a little bit of information before I do that. The name of the company, because I have to read it under the voice verification, the name of the company is MB Pool Plaster Empire Incorporated. Is that how you want it to appear?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number that we are speaking on, this would be the number you want your customers to call, right? This is the business number?
Correct.
Okay. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. Either the click to call or people dial the number, it will be your number. The website, though, that we'll build will also allow someone to fill out the contact form, you know, let you know what they're looking for, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it would be listed physically on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. So what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
For the business itself, I created a very to the point one. It's pretty much the whole name there, MB Pool Plaster Empire, INC at Gmail, all lowercase.
Perfect.
No space, no nothing.
Absolutely. And definitely, like you said, it mirrors the business name. So it is an email that we can list physically on the website. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you real quick, and then we'll get to that voice verification. The business itself is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address or showroom that you would want us to promote for the business, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. In fact, Google expects service-based businesses to be kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would.
Exactly.
Especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Victor never did get your last name.
Yes, my last name's Bañuelos. It's B S in boy, A S in Nancy, U E L O S. I'm sorry, B-A-N, and it's an answer, U-E-L-O-S.
L-O-S, gotcha. Bañuelos. And then, I don't know if he verified the spelling of your name, but he's got two N's, D-I-N-N-A?
D-I-A-N-A, one N.
One N, that's what I thought, but
yes.
He had it there. I wondered if he did it on purpose, did it on accident, if he asked you. To spell
I thought you
could
write it with N. I've seen it.
I have seen it, and that's why I wanted to ask. But yours is just the one N, D-I-A-N-A. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, I'm going to pull up the client interview calendar to find the best time for you. We can even do that today, but I am required to read the voice verification first. Now, like I said, it gets recorded through the computer, but it's very simple and straightforward. You can, though, stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Diana, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
MB Pool Plaster Empire, Inc.
Perfect. And that is exactly as I have that. And then, Diana, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Diana Bañuelos, and I am a RMO of MB Pool Plaster Empire.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then should you decide to move forward, the billing information that you would be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Diana, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie, and like I said, there's no conflict there. Whether you decide to keep that service or not, it does not conflict with our service. Now, the reason we even ask, though, is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Diana, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Ms. Benuelis, that's fair enough, right?
Fair enough.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical street address appears for the business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, officially the friends and family rate $249, no setup fee, website included, and with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 11th of September, in the very reduced total amount, officially our friends and family rate, $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven custom website. Again, that website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, the friends and family rate of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract whatsoever, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can also pause it. You can pause it whether you get more work that you can take on. You can pause it if you go on vacation. You can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Diana, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Benuelis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, Diana, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, that $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name on it.
Your name first and last, or any middle initial?
M-S-N, Martha, middle initial.
Okay, I appreciate you clarifying, because M's as in Martha and N's as in Nancy sound very, very similar over the phone.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got that
oh,
as an
yeah.
M. And you mm-hmm. said it was a Visa card, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
I'll give them in 4 numbers.
Perfect. I'll repeat it back at the very end.
Okay. 4400. 6675 2175 3065.
The expiration month and year?
11/27. And the security code 613.
All right, so I have 613 on the back of the card. I've got November or 11 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was that 4400-6675-2175-3065.
Correct.
Okay, and then does that bill, I've got an address of 12665 Ross Avenue in Chino.
Yes, that's the billing address.
91710. Okay, perfect. Again, that address will not appear online. Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I'm ready for that information.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Diana, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will respond within that day or the following business day. If they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And whether you receive that text message or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Before I do pull up that calendar, I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, just another layer of security on the account, a simple question and answer, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with MB Pool Plaster Empire, Inc., even if it's you, Diana, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this part is even more important, especially like a week or two from now, once everything is up and active, if you do start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or claiming to be Local Splash even, they will need to know my name right away, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information essentially right away, then that's not us, and let them go. Also, if anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us. Let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was recorded. It was attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly does state it bills on the 11th of the month for exactly $249 and never a penny more. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question? First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Sai. It's S-A-I.
F-A-I. Okay. I have to type it in twice. Confirm it. Okay. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Let me check. Yes, Locust/support initial invoice.
Yes, that's the exact one that I want you to see. Mm-hmm. Now, your welcome email should be piggybacked. It should come in a second here. I'm glad they got separated out because they don't always. But the one that you have already received is the one that I want you to take a look at. If you open it up, it says something like, "Hello, Diana. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the written terms and conditions. So it says Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yeah, I pressed it, and it's saying to agree to receive SMS messages.
Mm-hmm. Text messages that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. And then the longer box, that's where you would type in or copy and paste your name. So click on the longer box. There is no period after the middle initial of M. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, and it is case sensitive. So the D, M, and B, only those letters are capitalized. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears, click the confirm signature box. That's the orangish colored box. Once you do that, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, included the website upgrade. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Oh, I see it already.
Okay. You don't have to go that next step. In fact, if you tried to now, it would give you a message saying that everything is still in the process of being created. It comes, though, from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. Like I said, my.localsplash.com. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now. Again, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. In the next day or so, though, you will get by text and email confirmation that your tracking system is active, and at that point you can access your tracking system. Now, the welcome email should be piggybacked, but when it takes this long, and it did this, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. No, it was Monday. It wasn't yesterday. But one of my clients was waiting for a long time for the welcome email. You may get another one, but I just want you to have it already. So I'm going to manually trigger it. You may have the system catch up.
Oh, I have it. Actually, needed pictures needed for...
That one I do see being sent. That's different.
Okay.
But now that you mention it, Google has made the process of becoming PIN verified a little bit more, I want to say comprehensive, not necessarily difficult, but it is. There's more steps to do it. It was never really easy for business owners, and now it's a little bit more challenging even for us. But Google wants to make sure that every business, especially the ones on the first page, are actual legitimate businesses that would, in fact, answer the phone and provide the services listed. So it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way helps us to expedite the process and satisfy Google. So any pictures of tools or equipment, a photo of the work vehicle, any business card, a photo of that. I know there's really no workplace. Google is usually fine for service-based businesses to just snap a photo of the service vehicle in front of where it's parked when it's not being used for work. Is the business mm-hmm. itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
Okay, so if you can snap those photos and send us our way, that will expedite the process. There is a link on there. You can log into your client dashboard, navigate to the business info page, and then upload those documents there. I did, though, send your welcome email, and I can pull up your login credentials. The login username is the phone number that we're speaking on. Area code is mm-hmm. included, but just the numbers. No dashes, yes. spaces, or parentheses. Now, your username, you cannot change. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to